We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, there's plenty more heavy metal in my future tonight. I'm going to Perfect Circle. It is a show day, and that means it's an adrenaline-filled day all day long. Didn't even need much sleep last night, John Michaels. Rick Hamill, John Michaels, getting it stoked. We're your party animals middays, and I can't start the party just yet, John, because, like, we're working and stuff, but at about 2 o'clock, it's on.
I was going to say, there's probably rules against you getting the party started right now.
I don't even want to. I'm having a good time with you guys sober. I got all day to be buzzed later on.
I was going to say, Terry and Sean are downstairs. You might be able to sneak a quick shot of something.
Hey, Mo, you got a flask on you today?
Have you shot vodka? You ever shoot vodka?
Oh, why?
I did back in the day at frat parties, but... gross. I mean, I like to mix it.
A couple of weeks ago, somebody gave me a shot of Svedka.
It's terrible, terrible vodka.
Yeah, it was a shot of vodka. I don't even shoot vodka.
Did you have an instantaneous hangover after that shot?
It was weird. It didn't taste like, vodka's something you mix.
Yeah, I'll be honest. What you gave us in that flask was beyond weird. You gave us lacquer thinner.
I was happy.
Yeah, it peeled paint.
It was a flask of happy.
There's nothing
happy
about
that flask. It made all the pain, all the worries in the world go away.
Well, John's not feeling the moonshine, man.
No.
No, good. More for us.
Not that moonshine.
On our little road trip.
Why? What was? I thought that moonshine was delicious and incredible.
It tasted like it had been sitting, you know, outside in Mexico. It's 143 degrees of heat.
That's how you know it was real moonshine.
I'm sure it
was. This wasn't gas station malt liquor moonshine. This was the real. Listen, all right, I got another bottle of the peach one in the house. I'll give you some of that, too.
Could you get it chilled a little bit?
Well, it was chilled, but your ceremony didn't start until 2.5 hours after the scheduled time. So when I showed up, by the time the reception originally would have happened, you still would have had a cold shot.
What happened later? My reception or you bringing my card that you promised for 2 weeks?
Damn. Your wedding present is still sitting on my kitchen table. Son of a gun.
Man, he got you good, too.
Man, I probably should bring that for your first anniversary.
So it's fine. That'll work.
You, John, you had a frustrating drive into work, but not as frustrating as
the preacher man.
Preacher man.
Yes.
Did you almost?
Yes.
Are you glad you didn't?
Oh, absolutely. I'm glad I didn't. That's why I don't have it like anywhere where I can just, you know, reach out and grab it.
Were you about to tell people what?
So.
Here we go.
The five biggest stories making headlines. It's the 5 at 10 with Rick Kamla and John Michaels. Brought to you by Howard Brothers. Visit any Howard Brothers locations and enter the Everything for Your Yard contest. Win a garage full of lawn equipment. One, two, three, four, five.
Oh, wow. It's that time of the year. It's the offseason of the NFL, but the Falcons are getting closer. And that'll be OTAs and mini camps and everything else. That'll all be coming up here shortly. But the Falcons did agree to terms with 21 undrafted free agents. I guess I could put this on. I had a football game last night. Ran into one of the Falcons' position coaches at the game. I recognize him. He grew up with my college roommate, so we ended up being pretty cool. And I walk in football attire. He goes, "What the hell are you doing here?" He was like, "I heard you get hurt all the time." And we started discussing kind of offline a couple of the undrafted free agents. He goes, "I'm going to tell you, there's some guys to really watch for that we like." He didn't give me specific names, or he did. I'm just not going to share them. The guy that I like... it's really simple. Jermaine Grace suspended from Miami, but he's one of the 21 guys. I think he has a really, really good chance. Really, really good chance to make this football team.
There was an undrafted free agent that they got out of South Carolina, a tackling machine. Darius something.
English.
Yes, Darius English. He seems like a really intriguing undrafted rookie free agent.
Yeah, another kid I like, Deontay Burton out of Kansas State. He can play. They got Quincy Mauger, Georgia safety, a guy that can come up and punish people. You know, these are guys that are going to, you know, it's a fight. There's 90 men on a preseason roster. You got to go out and make the most of your reps. But all you got to do is look back at the track record of the Falcons. We mentioned yesterday, Brian Poole makes the team. Ryan Schrader makes the team. Paul Warlow, Joplo Bartu. These are undrafted guys that have made the team and have played a bunch. So if you're one of these undrafted guys, take your time, go out there and get an opportunity to make some plays and make the plays when the opportunity presents itself.
Yeah, Darius English, 6'5", 248, was a rotational rusher in his first three seasons. And as a fifth-year senior, broke out, had a team-high in tackles for South Carolina and tackles for loss. 13, had 9 sacks, couple of forced fumbles, wasn't an invite to the combine, but at the Gamecocks Pro Day, 35-inch vertical and ran a 4.84. So
what do you think you
could do? Prospect off the scrap heap.
What do you think you could do vert-wise right now? Could you get 12 inches off the ground?
I don't know. Maybe, like, if you get me in a really spirited side bump with Smooth, Sean, the underboss, Sean Thompson here, I might be able to get a full foot underneath me. How about you? What's your vert these days?
Is there, 2-3 inches maybe?
Oh, they were talking about feet.
Oh, hell no.
What was your, do you know what your vert was back in the day?
Nah, we never did that.
Did you have hops? I mean, could you?
Hell no.
Okay.
I had WMD.
WMD, white man.
White man's disease. I couldn't jump. I could shoot the air out of the ball. I wasn't competing for offensive rebounds, and I wasn't going to the cup.
All right, so the Falcoholic has released their early projections for the 53-man roster. And interesting to note, Teron Ward not among it. They have Brian Hill as the third running back behind, of course, Freeman and Coleman. And interesting to note as well, at tight end, they have Saubert immediately ahead of Josh Perkins.
Yeah, that's interesting. Perkins is a guy that has a lot of upside. We saw a year ago he can catch passes. He's got kind of that speed that you're looking for down the seam. But they did invest a draft choice in Saubert. That's the difference. Sometimes, and I know that Perkins was here a year ago, but sometimes that draft moniker gives you a little bit of an edge over a guy that was undrafted even though he was here a season ago. And it's not like Perkins played a ton. I could see that being a position battle to watch. And you could also take Perkins if it doesn't work out, and maybe for Saubert as well. Whoever loses that battle probably goes back practice squad and they hold on to him throughout the year.
Wouldn't you think Teron Ward would be a practice squad guy, or do you think they'll only keep three?
I don't know what his where he's at, because he only get a certain amount of time to be on the practice squad. I don't know where Teron Ward is as far as how much time he has left. Has he accrued too much time in the league to go back practice squad? You also have to remember, to get to practice squad, you have to cut a guy and then re-sign him to the practice squad. I truly believe that if Teron Ward, and this is putting the cart way in front of the horse, doesn't make the team and gets cut, somebody snatches him up before you get a chance to go to the practice squad.
You might be right, my friend. It's our 5 at 10, and number 2 is our Braves. They lost last night, and Julio Teheran got destroyed. And, John, this has not been a good start to the season for Julio Teheran. He had a couple of good starts early, and he's really been beat up here lately. So, not a good look. I mean, he's the guy that we need to be able to hang our hat on, and obviously last night he was not reliable.
Yeah, unfortunately, this team almost looks like the Hawks to me. To use the analogy, they're really streaky. They're going to win 5 or 6 in a row, and you're going to say, all right, this is a good young Braves team. And then there's going to be times that the pitching, let's be honest, it's middle of the road at best in baseball. Julio is the one ace you have. Everybody else is a piece. They're not the piece. And you're not getting enough done offensively to really overcome some of that stuff.
Well, here's Julio getting roughed up last night.
I don't really know what happened. Obviously, I was missing a little bit. I didn't have my stuff today, but they took advantage. Whenever I don't have my stuff, you know, at this level, you're gonna get hit, and that's what happened to me.
The thing is, they're going to be few and far between. We saw a year ago that he could be a true ace. He's been a good pitcher so far this year. Not great, but good. He can be a true ace for this team. What you need now is one of these veterans, either R.A. Dickey or Bartolo Colon, to come in and stop the streak, because it was 4 the right way. Now it's 2 the wrong way. Let's get it stopped before it turns into 5 or 6.
And for Julio, he's had 6 starts this year. I roughed him up a little bit too much because the start before, he actually was a stud for us in an 8-2 victory over the Mets. Gave up 2 earned and 6 1/3. But last night, obviously, 6 earned and 6 innings. The start before that win against the Mets, of course, was against Washington when he got obliterated, 7 earned and 4 innings after 3 marvelous starts to start the season. So he's been roughed up twice in the first 6 games of the year. Mm-hmm. Nobody's crying fire in a theater or bomb in an airport, but he got bombed last night, that's for sure.
Well, somebody else that got bombed last night. I'm down 0-1 in the juice box bet between the Rockets and the Spurs. Game was competitive about as long as it took me to shower, which was about 5 to 10 minutes. Blowout city from the beginning, 22 threes made by the Rockets. That won't happen the rest of the series. I mean, they shot like Cleveland did against Atlanta a couple of years ago. They were on fire. Credit to you. They went in and stole one in game 1. Not even stole. They jacked one in in game one.
Okay, so are you finally there with Houston?
No.
Preacher man, what's it going to take?
It's a seven-game series.
Houston won by 800 points last night at San Antonio.
I know that I said Spurs yesterday on the show. Rick was on his island. But when I flipped over and saw that game and the beatdown that was going on in San Antonio, I was like, yeah, I picked the wrong side.
This thing's over, man. You can't lose game one by 800 points at home to a better team and then rally from this. They're all – look, Houston's length – forget about the threes. Mm-hmm. Houston's length was a major factor on the defensive end, especially in the first half when it was kind of a game. San Antonio
it
would take it in
kind
the
kind of a game,
like,
that was
kind of a
city.
Game, like 18 or 21, not 30. But they would take it in the lane, and it'd be Capella with a block. It'd be Nene with a block. It'd be Ariza being long and getting a hand on a ball. So, look, I think we'll see how it plays out. I think the juice boxes will be mine.
Yeah, they may be. Hey, let's see if we can give away some juice boxes. It's time now for another code word for the $1,000 National Signing Bonus Contest. We've still got a lead over Dukes and Bell. Let's lengthen the lead. Code word this hour is listen. L-I-S-T-E-N. You know the problem is people don't listen enough. They run their mouths too much. Text LISTEN to 80787. Again, listen, L-I-S-T-E-N to 80787. Not in your mobile phone. Go online, 929thegame.com/contest and enter. Stay by your phone. You get a call if you're randomly selected upon verification and eligibility. You'll win a grand. One more time. Code word is LISTEN. Text LISTEN right now to 80787. Number four on our 5 at 10, Toronto. 10th straight time they have lost the opening game in a series. They were pummeled last night by the Cleveland Cavaliers.
And, John, this is why I'm not panicking about the Raptors. And I didn't pick them to win. I picked them to force a seven-game series because of Tucker, Ibaka, those additions. I figured they could go from 6 last year to 7 this year. And I'm not backing off of that. Cleveland, John, they had a week off. Mm-hmm. And they look like they had a week off. They were frisky last night. Bouncy, totally electric. And Toronto tried their best. First half, they were competitive. And then they let go of the rope in the second half because LeBron was dunking and Kevin Love was threeing. And it was just one of those crazy games. But Toronto, this is what they do. They lose game one and they recover and get back into the series. So I think it's going to go that way.
We'll see. I don't think they'll be able to win a game in Cleveland. That's going to be the problem. Could they get back into it and win two in Toronto? Absolutely.
Yep.
I think they'll lose game two in Cleveland and then really have their backs against the wall. Iman Shumpert kind of took the out of Serge Ibaka when he yammed on him yesterday. He just came through in one arm and that was the end of Serge Ibaka for the day. Wasn't a good day. Number five on our 5 at 10, Noah Syndergaard now out indefinitely.
Well, here's the thing. They put him on the 10-day DL with a strained lat. And there's maybe some culpability on the Mets here for not noticing this injury before they did and letting it kind of get aggravated to the point where he's got to go on the DL. I actually talked to Grant McCauley yesterday, and I'm like, Grant, whoa. Did you say maybe done for the year? Dude, May 2nd?
Mm-hmm.
And we're already talking about Thor being gone maybe for the entire season. This is a dreadful injury for the Mets.
Yeah, not good at all. They let him start after kind of knowing that there was an injury there.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
Now he's got the partially torn lat muscle. Mm. It says out indefinitely for Noah Syndergaard.
And somebody should have just gotten Matt Harvey to go take a pee.
Well, maybe
just
that as well.
Go relieve yourself, man.
Steven Matz is on the DL for another 50 or 60 days.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.